K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, the weekend is upon us. Officially recording on this primetime edition, Friday, December 6th, 2024, the Pearl Project Podcast from football was just wrapped up for K-State. Get into that in just a moment on this primetime episode, eve of the Big 12 Championship game. And all the way through Man to Woman's Golf. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for taking time out of your weekend to listen to this episode, or Friday night, if you've got nothing else going on, listen to this episode. We are free and available wherever you get your Kansas State podcast. There is a lot of them, including this one, that are putting content out. Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. I'll introduce Podbean at the end of this podcast. Okay, so eve of the Big 12 championship game in Arlington, right? I said this on, I partially said this on last week's episode, or well, reaction to the season finale loss in Ames with K-State football, right? And for the record, I better say this real quick. K-State football just wrapped up early signing period, and they have the best class. They made history in that as well. They keep stepping up their game in recruiting. And shout out to Taylor Bratt, Matty Gage, friend of the podcast, for doing a great job with that whole recruiting process. And I believe, that this recent class, this latest class right now, talking about 25, 26, the highest class in K-State history. You got to go back to the previous one. Avery Johnson, Trey Spivey, those guys that are currently on the team right now. That was the highest class in K-State. So it continues to up the ladder, if you will. So they're doing a tremendous job there. And we've had Matty Gage a couple times on the show. So friend of the podcast as well. So yeah, definitely shout out to them and the rest of the recruiting staff for another job well done. And, of course, there's going to be another signing period coming in the spring. Yeah, going and just putting a bow on the regular season for this year. Not looking down the road just yet, because they still got the bowl game coming. We're going to find that out on Sunday, which we'll talk about it here on this podcast. You know, over on the Podbean app, Greer 3A's podcast. 8-4, a disappointment. And again, you just cannot have it both ways. And I understand some what Chris Klieman was coming from. You know, it's hard to win games and all that. And I still stand on that. Yeah, it's hard to win anywhere. But when this team, when you go out and say, all right, this is the best team I've had, group of guys that I've had since taking over this program. There was a lot of expectation. And where did it go wrong? You're sitting, really, KU. We could have lost that game, too. I referenced that several times over the last several weeks on this podcast. That this team, this K-State team, that finished season 8-4 was 7-1. You were 7-1 in position, and we were all sitting here, I'm pretty sure every K-State podcast, sitting there saying, yeah, we got a chance to go. If K-State just takes care of business, we will be getting ready for the Big 12 Championship game tomorrow. Obviously, that's not happening. We got recruiting. We have waiting on a bowl game. We got Chris Klieman saying, let's just win the bowl game. We don't know where they're going yet. And I'm seeing stuff that I'm hearing stuff from other podcasts. And I don't want to go to, quote unquote, I don't want to go to Liberty Bowl. I haven't seen the video yet. A possibility of going back to Alamo Bowl. And yeah, I'd rather go back there. If I had a choice, I'd go there. But that's not where I want to go. I want to see this team play in the championship. So 8-4. Well, 1-4 in the month of November. Obviously, November's in the books. We're in December now. November, 1-4 in the books. And that's just not going to cut it. You have to finish. And taking a page from like the marathon, right? All right, if you're running a marathon, it's not how you start, it's how you finish the thing, right? You can start off slow, like they tell you, but you do the opposite. I'm guilty of it. Majority of runners do it. Start off too fast and then crash at the end and don't get the time they want. Or, well, the main thing, yes, K-State finished the season. That's the important thing. All the runners, the main thing, the main goal is to finish, which 90 to 95% of us do, right? I'm reluctant to finish, what, 10 full marathons now? And so I'm pretty fortunate to have finished all of them. Have the half those times what I want? Hell no. No. And particularly this year with the World Major. Yes, I can check that off the box. Chicago Marathon, one of the six World Majors. In all the world, all the nation, right? Never ran one of these before. And, oh man, what an out of body experience that was, right? So, it just, yeah, you have to finish strong, and this team did not finish strong. You lose three out of the last four, and again, I've referenced this over and over again. This loss at Houston, this sorry ass Houston loss, 24-19. Some people blame it on the rain. Like, are we back in middle school or something? No. This team had an opportunity to win that game. You didn't do it. 3-5 Houston. Didn't do it. And then you get waxed pretty much. It gets the score. Doesn't indicate how poorly K-State play at home. At home. Where you basically, you didn't show up in that game. Arizona State, 24-14. You beat Cincinnati on senior night. 41-15, and then you come back last week, of course, and looking back at some of the highlights, yeah, that game was there for the taking, too many mistakes. All that game last week we watched was an indicative of this season, 8-4. That's why you're sitting here wondering yourself, this is a missed opportunity for sure. Yes, Chris Klieman can put it on all him in front of the public and all of that. But I want to be a fly on the wall. What's going on in between the lines? What's going on in that locker room? What is Chris Klieman saying to his guys? And obviously, again, we wait the bowl. Where is K-State going to go? Obviously, we're going to have that for y'all. Every K-State podcast is going to have that. We'll have that here as well on this particular podcast. And it's just frustrating. 8-4, you can't have it both ways. I mean, if you're in, you're out. There's no middle ground. This K-State team finished 8th after being preseason. Utah was in the second back half of this finishing order too. So okay, our K-State football team, a disappointing 8th in the conference this year. You guys sit and watch Iowa State and Arizona State was picked last. Yeah, and I'm one of those people that, these guys ain't nothing. They're going to be competitive, but most of the time they start off good, but at the end, they're going to fade. And it's the opposite. I think Arizona State's going to take Iowa State out tomorrow. Everybody's got Iowa State in there. I don't think so, man. If I had to pick, well, I am picking because I'm making a little bit of Big 12 prediction here. In the championship game, it's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports on this football episode in prime time. Eddie Gritter III here on this Friday night, talking to you guys again. But it's like, yeah, I think Arizona State is going to take it. I think it's, again, momentum. Arizona State, my other college team, Florida, got a lot of momentum right now. Arizona State got a lot of momentum right now. They just beat the hell out of Arizona, their rival. If you don't want to get beat, well, Arizona State was on the road. But the common denominator last week was rivalry games and visiting teams taking it to the home team's field and planting a flag. Woo! Yeah, so if you don't want to get beat at home, take care of your own business. beat the team that you're supposed to beat, hammer them. K-State had a chance to hammer Houston. Again, no offense to Willie Fritz. And the job that he's done, okay, right? We get it. I get that he's a good football coach. I get that. But what about us? We were better than those guys, record-wise. And that kind of catapulted the downfall of this football team. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have more discussion. Yes, we've had, once again, the best class in K-State history again for the second year in a row. Again, shout out Taylor Brett, Maddie Gage, friend of the podcast again. It's just baffling. You sit here, it's a missed opportunity. Big missed opportunity for this team. Where do you go from here? There's so many questions answered. And I've said it. I called out some of the flaws, called out some of that on the last regular season reaction edition episode last week. We should go check out because it was so epic. So, I don't know, man. It's just Chris Collins. I don't know him personally. All I know is, look, he's a good person. We've heard a lot of good things, and this year he's been through the fire. Personally, look, I don't know what's going on, but everything cements around the K-State mantra, quote unquote, family, right? I've been through the fire this year more ways than one this year. I ain't gonna go too personal right now, cause some people know what's going on, and that's what it is. And I'm gonna leave it at that. People know what's going on, and I'm gonna leave it at that. You know, with social media and all that, we'll leave it at that. Chris Kleiman, people, staff probably know more what's going on with that situation. I'm not gonna say it, but look. It's a missed opportunity on the football field. Where you go from here, I have no clue. Is 8-4 the standard? I don't know. I was hot on last week's episode about that. You had an opportunity. And luckily, you know, we keep some of those recruits, like a Lincoln Currier and some of those other guys that just signed on National Signing Day the last couple of days, right? So, look, despite another possible 9-win season, you're still getting homegrown recruits to come to your program. So it is, I'm in awe, you know, transpired of all that. So I'm sure, you know, I mean, it's a big missed opportunity. It's just no way around it. Missed opportunity. We could be sitting here. I mean, again, preparing for Arlington, but this is a missed opportunity again, because like last year, you had a chance to win 10 games and You let Iowa State beat you again. Let missed opportunities in that season beat you, and then go this year. You're set up very well, and then you lose before the bye week to a 3-5 team, the worst. I mean, you can go. I mean, everybody said COVID don't count and everything else like that, but you play the game. Iowa State hammered you in Ames during the COVID season, whether that you don't count it or not. It still happened. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of discussion between now and I'm sure, Lord willing, next fall when Chris Kleiman and his football team take center stage again. And we'll just have, again, I'm not going to go see what happens, but obviously we still have the bowl game here for this team. And we have basketball front and center now for both the men's and women's teams. So we'll see what happens. I'll obviously, my pick, Arizona State, will upset Iowa State tomorrow, because it's all about momentum. It's all college athletics, NASCAR, NFL, Major League Baseball. It's what have you done lately? It's all about momentum. Arizona State has it. And I think they're going to beat Iowa State. I'm a little shocked that some of the other experts that pick Iowa State, I'm not sure about that. I think Arizona State's got a ton of momentum right now. They beat us, K-State. They beat BYU, who was what, one loss at the time, and they throttled Arizona. They kicked this crap at Arizona. So it's all about momentum. Iowa State kind of, you know, going in a little shaky a little bit. So we'll see what happens. The Big 12 Championship game tomorrow, and obviously we have several months, but I'm talking like the season's over. We still have the bowl game in whose case it's going to play in that bowl game. We'll find out for sure around this time on Sunday evening. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or now else to record Kansas State content. Podbean, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That is Greer 3 Ace Podcast. For more bonus content, I will have that episode published with myself and Alex Aiden. We talk. Alex has his thoughts on the Kansas State football team and what's up with the men's basketball team. And he brought up some good points, discussion points that I might have to discuss myself on this side of the podcast as well. So, Podbean, Greer 3 Ace Podcast over there, Grier number 3, EDID, apostrophe S podcast. Let's go wrap this up on another football episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Kansas State football. Head coach Chris Klieman, he just signed another top-tier class, finished 8-4 this year, and await the bowl game and their opponent for the postseason. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast in the books. Go Cats.